Rhodes made monetary distributions to two companies that were ultimately owned by trusts set up for the Sacklers, the Rose Bay Medical Company and the Beacon Company. While the Sacklers have reduced Purdue's operations and size, Rhodes continues to grow and sell opioids for the benefit of the Sackler families, the New York suit contends. By 2016, Rhodes, though little known to the public, had a greater share of the American prescription opioid market than Purdue, according to a Financial Times analysis. Together, the companies ranked 7th in terms of the market share of opioids. Purdue temporarily abandoned plans to pursue Project Tango in 2014, but revived the idea 2 years later, this time pursuing a plan to sell naloxone, an overdose-reversing drug, according to the Massachusetts filing. A few months later, in December 2016, Richard, Jonathan, and Mortimer Sackler discussed buying a company that used implantable drug pumps to treat opioid addiction. In recent years, the Sacklers and their companies have been developing products for opioid and overdose treatment on various tracks. Last year, Richard Sackler was awarded a patent for a version of buprenorphine, a drug that blocks opioid receptors, administered by mouth in a thin film. In March, the FDA fast-tracked the company's application for an injectable drug for emergency treatment of overdoses. Purdue has said it is taking charitable steps to curb opioid addiction and last year donated $3.4 million to a nonprofit developing a nasal spray that uses the drug naloxone to treat opioid overdoses. But the funnel that Purdue once described as is full and overflowing at both ends. David Sackler spent a reported $22.5 million on a Bel Air mansion last year. Mortimer's Amagansett spread has been featured in Vogue. Teresa Sackler was made a dame and is a trustee of the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. Last week, three Democratic senators from states hit hard by the opioid epidemic, Edward Markey of Massachusetts, Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, sent a letter to Purdue insisting that it make a more formal commitment not to make money from the treatments. Indeed, they wrote, it is a maxim of the common law of this country that no one should be allowed to profit from his own wrongdoing.